Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings, Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? I got too many lights on, is what that means. We got a lot to talk about here today. So, literally, moments before this show began, as is always the case, something went terribly wrong. My computer just decided it was going to do an automatic update. So I am running in the dark. I got nothing. But that's apparently going to end in 2 minutes. About 2 minutes remaining. And so we're going to get through this segment here, and then we're going to try to get Lance connected and find out what's going on with everybody in all of the chats. So we got a lot to get into today. Last night was Raw. And we'll talk about that show. It's the go-home show for the Saturday night's main event show, which is taking place on Saturday. It's a very busy weekend. There's TNA on Friday. There's SmackDown on Friday. There's Saturday night's main event on Saturday. There's Battleground on Sunday. There's Double or Nothing on Sunday. Very, very busy weekend. And then Raw, of course, next Monday as well. So we'll give you some lineups for those shows. We'll talk about Zoe Stark. Don't really have an update, other than she was apparently badly injured on Raw last night in one of the three-way Money in the Bank ladder matches. And, of course, we'll talk about all of the rest of the news as well. Dynamite's got a new match added yesterday, and plenty more. If you'd like to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I'm F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I'm at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. So check it out. Back in a moment, hopefully, Wrestling Observer Live.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I have no idea how I pulled that off. Lance, you're there?
I'm here, brother.
Oh, my God, how? Well, we made it work. God. My computer was on from, like, yesterday's Observer Radio show. But I hadn't shut down the recording software because we get done really late. I'm just exhausted, so I just go to bed. And so apparently my computer tried to update, but it couldn't do it because that program was open overnight. So I got here like 5 minutes before the show starts, and the thing is on the screen saying, can't update with this thing open. Can you shut it? So I shut it. I didn't think it was going to just start updating, and then it did. So, classic. Well, here we are. And I'm way behind. I'll catch up more after the next break. But we can at least talk about the important thing today, which is the injury to Zoe Stark. So they were doing a three-way. They're doing all these Money in the Bank qualifiers. They're all three-ways because we certainly like those three-ways. So Rhea Ripley, Kairi Sane, and Zoe. And essentially, Zoe's got this move that I already don't like, and I'm sure Lance has got something to say about it as well. But she does a springboard missile drop kick, and it's done to an opponent that is running at you, okay? And if you recall, this is the same move that I think it was Dakota a concussion. The move was hit correct, and it just knocked her in the next week, and like that was it. And then this time, Kairi was out of position. I think she must have like forgot the spot or whatever.
No.
And I'll tell you what I thought, Lance. Then you can do whatever you want. So Zoe then goes to do the springboard, and you can hear Zoe when she's on the top rope screaming, "Kairi!" So like Kairi turns around, sees her, and starts running. But she's nowhere near where she needs to be, and Zoe makes it three-quarters of the way across the ring, lands very badly on her knee, absolutely destroys it. They bring the doctor into the ring, they go to commercial, they come back, and she tried to leave on her own, and she, you know, tried to, you know, with assistance, you know, hold the shoulder of the doctor or whatever, and she couldn't make it. And he ended up having to carry her to the back. And no update. She'll need the all of the scans and everything, but it did not look good. So, Lance, you have your theory now. Let's hear it.
Well, I don't think Kyrie forgot. It was just mistimed in that Kyrie was G-ing up for her dive, and it appeared that Zoe thought she was about to start running, but Kyrie was still G-ing it up, so it was a mistime on Kyrie not starting to run quick enough. But when I first watched the show, because the shot was tighter, I was like, what the hell was Zoe even doing? And then I saw what I think is actually like a fan cam video where you can see that she's actually doing the springboard. And that's when I immediately remembered, I didn't remember it was Zoe that did it the last time, but I remember you and I talking about the springboard dropkick at a person running at you that gave someone a concussion. You may be correct with it being Dakota. And I said at the time, it's like, who thought that spot was a good idea when someone is running at you and then you're springboarding towards them? It's like, it's so much more dangerous because the impact is double because you're both running at each other. And I basically said, it's like, I would expect someone to get hurt or get a concussion doing this spot. So then when I realized that's what they were planning on doing here, and I believe, I could be wrong, I think Kyrie's had concussion issues in the past. She's tiny. She should not be running at someone who's doing a springboard dropkick to her. So even if they had timed it and hit it well, there's a good chance that Kyrie would have got hurt instead of Zoe. I just think this is a bad idea. I obviously feel horrible for poor Zoe because that knee looked like it's toast. It was really ugly when you see the landing to it. I hope she manages to dodge a giant bullet and not be out a long time for this, but even the planned spot I think was a bad idea, let alone the mistimed one.
Well, it's the business has changed an awful lot, because I remember in the 90s, you know, the spot, hey, you're going to get drop kicked in the corner. You know, you get sent into the corner, then the person runs and drop kicks you in the corner.
You have nowhere to bump.
Exactly. I was on some show. It wasn't me. Somebody else threw, I mean, it was one of three guys. I was one of four guys. It was Tim, Buddy, Samito, or Richie Magnet. One of these four guys was in the corner. And this dude runs in and he does that drop kick in the corner, and man, he got it in the locker room for that one. They were just going crazy. Like, why would you throw me into the corner and then drop kick me when I'm against the buckles? Like, I got nowhere to go. That was what they said. I got nowhere to go. Because, you know, you want to take your own bump for the drop kick. You don't want to. And now it's like, it's a thing that everybody does. Throw them in the corner, cannonball in the corner, drop kick in the corner. You know, whatever. The running big boot in the corner, you normally don't actually kick the guy, but I mean, we've seen guys kicked in the corner 1,000 times, that running boot in the corner. I mean, it's just, things have changed. But yes, the idea of, I want you to run really fast towards me, and I'm going to springboard drop kick you, like, that can't end well. And it hasn't ended well twice. So hopefully that spot is retired, not like just for, you know, Zoe Starks, but like for everybody. That's a scary move. So all the best to her. Hopefully she's, it's not a worst case scenario, but from looking at the still shot, it definitely looked like the worst case scenario. And it was the same knee that she had destroyed before.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Which I don't think she wears knee braces. I don't know if that would have helped, but like those big, thick metal knee braces, I mean, the whole idea behind them is you can only bend your knee this way. Your knee can't bend the way it's not supposed to. And it's a big steel brace. So I wonder if a brace would have maybe prevented this. Who knows?
Might have snapped her ankle instead. But that was a lot of force going the wrong direction, unfortunately.
Yeah, not good at all. So we'll go over Raw a little bit later. Did you watch the entire Raw show?
I did, although I will admit that I fast-forwarded through portions.
Like what?
Like most of the video packages and long talking things in between matches and so forth.
You missed like the, you mean the interview segments? Like Logan Paul's promo and...
I watched most of that.
Okay.
It was getting a little long at times, so I hit that 10 seconds ahead now and again.
Well, you know, it's they had a show long. It's not even a show long storyline. It's like it's clearly going to be a storyline leading into WrestleMania, where we've got a bunch of matches. We've got Jay versus Logan, which is coming up at Saturday night's main event for the title. Gunther faces the winner of that on June 9th, which is the Raw after Money in the Bank, and then Seth wants the winner. So we've got three people. We got Jay, who is the champion. We got Logan, and then we got Gunther. So Seth, basically, over the course of the show, like all of these people had to cut promos on each other. So, you know, Logan Paul, he cuts the promo on Jay. And then Gunther comes out to face Logan Paul because they could face off. And then Seth has to go to all three of them one at a time and say, if you win, I'm going to take you out. So, you know, it's not... It's sometimes you see an angle... And it's like one interview segment or whatever on the show or one beating. And then you've got to see like a bunch of replays throughout the show. They didn't do that. They hammered it home in a different way, which is, you know, five different references to it with five different combinations of guys or whatever throughout the show or however many combinations it was.
The biggest thing I noticed, though, and I've mentioned this before, I took a long break from watching WWE. And once you're out of the loop... It's really hard to get back in because it's like, I really have no idea who Logan Paul is. Jey Uso was part of the tag team Uso Brothers last I watched. So, and even Gunther wasn't really on the show, I don't think at all. So it's like, as someone who hasn't watched in months, it's hard to get into watching these people you don't know talk.
All right, well, stand by back in a moment, Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, I think I'm caught up now. Golly gee, willikers! It's Wrestling Observer Live, myself and Lance Storm here. Tonight's NXT, we got the NXT-TNA crossover. Joe Hendry and Trick Williams will be doing a concert, not together, which is too bad. Maybe someday we'll get that one. Kalani Jordan faces Zarya. Javon versus Sean Legacy versus Ashanti the Adonis.
Just for you, brother.
Yep. Chase, you. Uriah Connors and Kale Dixon. Thank God we still got him after they got rid of Katana Chance. They'll be facing OTM in their return. Not going to be good for old Chase, you. And Josh Briggs versus Sean Spears. Then Dynamite, we got the All-Star Trios match. Moxley and the Young Bucks versus Joe Hobbs and Swerve. They will in some form or fashion be in the Anarchy in the Arena match of the pay-per-view. Mina Shirakawa versus Julia Hart. MJF allegedly will sign his Hurt Syndicate contract. Mercedes and Jamie face-to-face and Hangman and Will Ospreay face-to-face. They have announced officially that there will be an Anarchy in the Arena at the pay-per-view, which, by the way, is this Sunday. But we don't officially know who is in it yet. That has not been announced. It is only Moxley's team versus Swerve's team. So, man, let's get that on Wednesday. I think it'd be a good idea. All right, a couple of notes. So, the Memorial Day weekend for WWE had been four events, and now it is three. The Yuengling Center in Tampa was going to host four consecutive nights of WWE. It was going to be starting with Saturday night's main event, followed by Battleground, followed by Raw, but I guess not NXT. There was a note sent to Ticketmaster fans. Unfortunately, the event organizer has to cancel your event. You don't need to do a thing. We'll issue a refund. 1,700 tickets had been out for that NXT show. The Saturday night's main event and Raw tickets are almost sold out. And, yeah, so I bring it up because this was, they were doing four nights in Tampa at the end of the month. And I was given the impression that that might end up being the draft because they were close enough to Orlando that they could get everybody there. But we're now a week away, and there's been no announcement of that whatsoever. So unless they make an announcement on SmackDown, I don't think we're going to get the draft there. And also, I would say that that had been the rumored weekend for the draft. But the fact that, number one, they canceled one show, and also they just flat out brought up Roxanne and Julia just as like, hey, they're on the roster now. That tells me there probably isn't a draft in the next few weeks. So I guess we'll see.
Maybe they can get drafted back to NXT.
I sure hope not, dude. I've been waiting a long time.
It's going to be a busy weekend for our boy Joe Hendry. We've got Under Siege on Friday, TV taping Saturday, and then he's got to get to Battleground on Sunday.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, it's a good experience for that young man. We got a documentary chronicling the journey to Sabu's final match. It will be called, are you ready for this? Sabu! It's the name of the documentary. Joe Clark and Rob Van Dam are producers. It is coming soon. Will debut in 2025. And follows his career through his final match. So, man, that's going to be some interesting footage there on that last day. And Been working with Sabu for a long time, several months filming a documentary, said RVD. A few weeks ago, they were over there, Sabu and I were working at my gym, hanging out in the sauna. Can't wait to see the footage. And, of course, the ending is definitely going to be a little different than they planned on. And that, of course, would be that Sabu passed away. So that documentary should be out at some point this year. Also got this. According to Cultaholic, it says here, WWE set to sign, I don't even know how to pronounce this one, Aigle Blanc and Mike Vecchio. There was a tryout in Europe, and allegedly those two have gotten deals. I was told today that two of the folks from the European tryout got deals, so presumably that is these two guys. And, you know, they got this whole WWE, they've purchased AAA, and they're going to be going full bore into Mexico. And I was told that this year, this is the beginning of probably an attempt to, once again, try to do this NXT UK deal. And we'll probably be hearing more about that in coming months. And also, I'm told very soon we're going to be hearing a lot more about WWE and Mexico. So the expansion continues. It's going to Mexico. It's going to Europe. And we'll see what they end up doing in both of those places. Blanc is 26 from France. Worked for WXW, OTT, RevPro, Progress, etc. Was in the Champion Carnival. And Mike Vecchio is Belgian, also in the Champion Carnival, and was in Las Vegas during WrestleMania week this year. He was at the Joey Janela Spring Break 9 show, the Mark Hitchcock Memorial show, which I watched, actually, Demand Lucha and Progress. So the tryouts were March 29th.
When they were signed to ID contracts, LFG contracts, NXT contracts? Which kind of contracts?
Doesn't say. Might even end up being WWE NXT Europe contracts, because that is their goal, is NXT Europe, NXT UK, however they want to term it. So they're working on that apparently for 2025. So we shall see. AW announced that All Out this year will be Saturday, September 21st in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. The very first All Out outside of the U.S. It'll be the first Toronto show since Forbidden Door in June of 2023, which did 15,000 fans and 1.2 million, which was at that point a record. And then they had a show at Coca-Cola Coliseum in March of 2024 for Dynamite and Rampage. So it'll be the seventh All Out, first to go international. First six were all in Chicago, with the exception of the 2020 show during the pandemic, which was in Jacksonville. God, the pandemic, dude. Remember the pandemic?
Let's not talk about the pandemic. It was a horrible time.
It is, but it's amazing because, like, I mean, my daughter's nine. Paisley is nine, which is like, how is she nine? Like, it's like impossible to believe. Like, how could she already be nine? But then, you know, I really think back to, like, the pandemic. Bro, this feels like decades ago. I mean,
well, lockdown started over 5 years ago.
I know, but my God. Like, I look back and I think back and it's like, that was only 5 years ago. It just feels like an eternity. When, like, you couldn't go anywhere and you couldn't go outside and all these empty arena shows and holy smokes. Brutal, dude. All right, what do we have for TNA this weekend, Lance?
Under Siege, Friday evening from Brampton, Ontario, which is essentially Toronto. Available on, I assume, Fight, as well as clearly on the TNA Plus app.
Which I have now.
Mm-hmm, it's a great app.
This Thursday for the TV, for the Impact show, Joe Hendry and Elijah, Joe Hendry and the frickin' Drifter against Moose and Brian Myers. What a world we live in. AJ Francis, Casey Navarro versus Santana and Sammy Callahan. Mr. Stone and Santino with an in-ring debate. and Ali versus Ace Austin. What's the story with old Sammy? Is he just regularly wrestling?
He wrestles quite frequently, yeah. He just finished the feud with Mance Warner, and now he's in this match.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I wasn't watching a lot, so I'm clearly wrong. But I was under the impression that, like, he was largely done and just doing, like, a lot of backstage stuff and wanted to come back for that one crazy match with Mance. But apparently that's not the case.
He does backstage stuff, but I'm not in the loop on what creative is and how much he's doing, but he's been wrestling at most of the shows.
And what's the story with Blood? Like, I kind of heard, like, he was done, and then, you know, the fella in charge of Impact kind of, like, tried to shoot down a report. Not done, just sparingly. What's the story here? In fact, I think I said sparingly.
Yeah, I think it's a case of we did a lot. You saw the match.
Yeah, I sure did.
We're going to pull back for a while. I don't know if there's an official wording for it or not, but just you want to make stuff like that rare so it stands out and not be commonplace. I don't think it's a all-out ban, but we're not going to do it unless it's absolutely needed.
All right, well, TNA under siege as Joe Hendry and Elijah versus Trick and Frankie Kazarian. Masha Slamovic against the former Alicia Fox, Victoria Crawford. Nick Nemeth and Ryan Nemeth versus Matt Hardy and Leon Slater. Eddie Edwards versus Cody Deaner. Cody gets a TNA contract if he wins. If not, he must tell his son he's a loser. That would suck. Steve Macklin versus Matt Cardone, international title. Ash by an Elegance and Heather by Elegance versus Jody Threat and Danny Luna for the Knockouts titles. Mike Santana versus AJ Francis and Tessa Blanchard versus Ariana Grace with her father Santino. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. I should mention, if you're a subscriber, the interview that Filthy and I did with Kurt Angle is up on the website for subscribers right now. 90 minutes with Kurt Angle, and he's awesome. So you can download it off the front page if you have the RSS feed. It's in the Figure 4 Daily feed. It's me and Tom. And it's also up on YouTube and Spotify and Apple Podcasts if you are a subscriber. So head up there and check it out. It's pretty darn good, if I do say so myself. He did a great job. Really, I mean, he's just an open book, that Kurt Angle. We asked him about all sorts of stuff, and he had a lot to say. So go up there and check that out. Figure 4 Daily, myself and Filthy interviewing Kurt Angle. And thank you to everybody for all of the nice comments about that interview. So go check it out. All right, the Raw show. It opened up with Logan Paul coming out for the promo. And talking about how he was going to beat Jay on Saturday. He'd already knocked him out three times. Gunther's music hit. And he came out and he basically said that if I face you on June 9th, if you happen to win the title from Jay, I will eat you alive. So he leaves. Logan actually calls him a scaredy cat. That's what he called him. And Jey Uso snuck in. Superkick Logan. Left him for dead. Said he'd see him on Saturday, and then everybody got to yeet. Because you know what these folks like to do, Lance? They like to yeet.
They do. Quite yes. A bit.
Yeah. We had clips. This was actually cool. So Roxanne and Julia have been a team on all of these main roster shows. And so on SmackDown, Julia just signed with SmackDown. Roxanne was nowhere to be seen. So they did care enough to blow off their partnership on Monday. They had clips from last week where Roxanne's browbeating Julia, and Julia finally goes, "There is no we!" And she just walks off on her. And so that explained their breakup. And then they show clips of Roxanne signing with Raw. So she is on Raw now, and I applauded. It's about time. She should demand back pay for those 6 months she's been working on the main roster but still getting NXT money. I mean, come on.
I assume they compensate them somewhat.
I hope so. That's just not right. Jey Uso ran into Paul Heyman, who basically said, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's you or Logan, Gunther, you're all short-term. The long-term plan for this world title is Seth Rollins. Then we had Penta and AJ versus Finn and JD McDonagh. And, man, I love this match. These guys were awesome. And lots of great spots. Crowds just going wild. You know, good hot tags, more heat, good hot tags. And then finally Carlito gets involved. And he crotches Penta. AJ takes him out with a forearm. JD takes out AJ. Penta hits JD with a destroyer off the steps. And then as a ref is distracted, El Grande Americano comes out of the crowd, gives Penta the headbutt. Finn throws him inside, hits the stomp, gets the pin. So, I mean, clearly, originally it was going to be El Grande Americano versus Rey Mysterio. Probably, and it was going to be at WrestleMania, and then I'm sure that El Grande was going to win that, and then another match, and then finally at some point on some big show, they blow it off with a mask versus mask match. But Rey is out, and doesn't look like he's going to be back for a while. So
Penta is in.
Well, they had to figure out, like, which luchador. You've got Dragon Lee. You've got Phoenix, who's on the other show. You've got Penta. I mean, you've got a lot of luchadors, but I mean, the fact of the matter is, the most over of the bunch is Penta. And so this was the way to start building up this feud with El Grande and Penta. Dave didn't like it, but to me, listen, we're going to get run-ins and DQs and stupid finishes on WWE television. And at least this one is building to something down the road. And so I didn't have a problem with this one at all. And I thought the match was quite great.
Yeah, I loved the match. I didn't care for the finish, especially when this was an interference finish. The next match was an interference finish. And the main event was an interference non-finish. It was a lot of good wrestling that were unsatisfactory when it came to the finish in my boat. And I thought the thing that stood out for me the most is for decades now, we have been conditioned to think that the entrances are a big part of the show and a big part of who these people are. They had, you know, backstage shows on teaching people their entrances, and you got to nail these entrances. Half the wrestlers on this show didn't even get an entrance.
Well, yeah, and you know what? I'm fine with that. Because I would rather the show was 2.5 hours and I missed half the entrances than we do the full entrances and I have to watch 3 hours of the show. So, but the live crowd.
An argument might be made for other things that could be cut.
Actually, I thought this was a well-put-together show. I wouldn't even say there was a lot that should have been cut on this show, to be honest with you. I mean, I do think that when the injury happened to Zoe, I think they could have gone to the finish earlier because you could see, like, they really slowed everything down because all those spots involving Zoe were gone. And so they still had to put in the same amount of time, apparently, but with only the two of them. And I'm sure because it was a three-way, they choreographed a ton with somebody who was not there anymore. And I think it would have been better to just, like, go home. But
kudos to them for being able to.
Yeah.
But I guess just because I've always been a emphasis on wrestling, the format of one entrance, go to commercial, come back for a few video packages or another ad, then a backstage interview segment, and then come to the ring and like four people have just appeared in the ring and they start the match. It's jarring and not what my brain is accustomed to. And again, maybe taking that year or two off from watching the product just has me out of touch with it.
We had Logan meeting with Seth, and same thing we were talking about earlier. Becky Lynch, Roxanne, Natty, Money in the Bank qualifier. Thought this was a good match. Thought it was a very good match. And the first half, before the commercial, was the old school, you know, we'll throw one person outside, and then the other two will wrestle, and then someone will come back in and throw someone out, and those two will wrestle. And then the second half was a whole bunch of three-way spots. And we got a lot of chance for Roxanne. They saw her as a babyface, which, of course, if you look at it, there was only one babyface in the match, and it was Natty. And she hasn't been on TV wrestling in a singles match since September. So it was kind of weird in that sense. But the one thing I didn't like is Lyra ran in. Now, okay, it's a run-in, whatever. But what they did was, Lyra pulls Becky out of the ring and starts to beat her up. Becky, the heel, just pummels her. Just like makes her own comeback and pummels her. And then she gets back into the ring. And then Lyra pulls her out a second time and then they brawl to the back. So it was kind of like, why didn't you just pull her out of the ring the first time and then brawl to the back? Like, did we need the part where Becky won the fair fight? And then after she won the fair fight, you yanked her out a second time. It was, I don't know, I didn't like that. But Roxanne pinned Natty, and so she's on her way to Money in the Bank. We had a Sammy segment. He's going to be there for Jay. Adam Pearce allowed Tozawa to have a match with Rusev next week. And then we had a segment with New Day and Chad Gable. New Day still trying to avoid the Viking Raiders. Sheamus versus Grayson Waller. Fun match. So they're still teasing this frickin' breakup between Waller and Theory. It has now been 15 months, okay? Not 15 months they've been together, okay? They started teasing a breakup in February of 2024. Okay? It is now May of 2025. They have been teasing the breakup for 15 months now.
How long were they getting along?
I mean, a while.
Less than 15 months?
Less than 15 months for sure. So, you know, Waller at one point tries to leave. Theory says, you can't leave, you got to fight, and that allows Sheamus to grab him and beat him, and Theory's laughing. The crowd's chanting for Austin Theory, which the first time they did it, he actually looked surprised. Like, wow, these people actually like me. This might be working. And so Sheamus hit the brogue, got the pin. This match did not have a lot of heat early, but man, they had heat at the end. So I got to give him credit. Good match.
Me being me, though, I had one issue. In that Grayson Waller clearly on the outside said to Austin Theory, I quit.
Yes.
He said, I quit twice.
Yeah, but the ref was far away.
I don't know. There's a guy verbally submitted on camera twice before
it was loud,
getting back in the ring.
They interviewed Tyrese Halliburton, who is in WWE 2K25.
This was one of those segments where I kept hitting the...
Yeah, I don't think there's anything you need to see here. You can skip this one. But I was told that they have three other NBA stars who over the course of the next year are going to be added to 2K25. So Tyrese is not the only one. There will be others.
Now, I don't follow basketball or play video games, so I will fast forward those announcements as well.
We had Gunther telling Seth I'd be happy to pummel you. We had the Rhea match, which we talked about with poor Zoe. Then we had a Judgment Day meeting, which was interesting because Finn walks in with Roxanne. He goes, I've been talking, and I think she could help us out. And Raquel wants nothing to do with her and says, we need to talk to Liv about this. And Finn goes, no, we don't. You know, all us guys, you know, we got each other's backs, but who has you and Liv's back? Nobody. Well, now you got Roxanne. And Roxanne goes, I got gifts for everybody. And so it was an inside joke. But it's like one of those inside jokes. Like, people are going to go, whoa, if they did this in AEW. It doesn't matter if you know that Dom likes nuggets. It doesn't matter, okay? If you know he likes nuggets, it was like a cool little Easter egg that she got him nuggets. If you don't know, it doesn't matter. But anyway, the whole story is he likes nuggets. And she got him nuggets. And then she also got apples for Carlito. She got a gift for Carlito, and Raquel was mad. Even though Carlito has been trying to hit on Raquel for months, and she's blown him off. Well, now another woman's shown some interest, and she is not happy. So this is a very slow build to something with Carlito and Raquel. And so they told Roxanne to get out of here, and then Raquel said, Liv's going to hear about this. Then the main event was Jay and Bron Breakker. And yes, it was another DQ finish, and this one just sucked. It was just Seth came out of the crowd to attack the guy. It's like, why didn't you do that a minute in and save me the trouble?
Well, that's what happened with, like, Lyra and Grande Americano.
Yeah, but at least in those, it was like a three-way. It's legal, the women's match, but this was...
No, the one was a tag match. This was legal.
Well, that other one wasn't. So Seth hits the ring, Braun jumps him, Sammy's music hits, Punk's music hits. Second week in a row, it's actually three baby faces and two heels. The two heels of which, by the way, they've been very careful with music. Like, you know, they don't want people singing for Seth. I bet you anything he gets a new song, by the way, Seth Rollins. I was told there are a few heels that are looking at new music because you're not supposed to be liking their song and singing their song and liking them. They're supposed to be bad. But anyway, it's 3-on-2 and, 2-on-2 brawl to the back. Jay's alone in the ring. Logan flies in, lays him out. And just a very simple show building up Saturday night's main event. So I thought it was good. But
yeah, one other thing that I
well, hold on, hold that. We'll talk about it right after the break. Observer Live.
We'll be right back. Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
What were you saying?
Just the thing that I noticed on Raw is, again, back in the Attitude Era in my run, there was something that people really fought for, and it was to reserve their pop for their entrance for their match or their first big appearance. And I noticed on this show, so many people, like we see most of the big stars arrive at the building and they get a reaction from the crowd. And then they show them warming up backstage and they get a reaction from the crowd. And I just, it's such a different mentality than back in the day where guys would PT and fight to not be seen on the show until they make their entrance. Wanting that first, oh my God, there's CM Punk, or oh my God, there's Hulk Hogan, and getting that big instant reaction for your first appearance. It's just striking to me the amount of times we see people before they actually come out for their match or for whatever they're doing.
All right, everybody, we're pretty much out of time here for today, but we got a Brian and Vinny show coming up tonight, and we're going to be talking some Mid-South wrestling. And for those of you that have been following along with the Mid-South reviews, well, tonight is the night that we're going to see footage from the date, the Rock and Roll Express.
Oh, man.
Yes. It's Season 6, Episode 25 tonight. And, gosh, what was the name of that contest they had? Let's see if I can find it here. It was the Super Date. The Super Date with the Rock and Roll Express. footage does air tonight on the show, so we're going to be talking about it. We'll be joined by Granny. We got a Granny question up on her Facebook if you want to check it out. Super day to the Superdome. Thank you, Brian Rose. Golly. Someone on the site knows what they're talking about. But check it out tonight, everybody, and check out the Kurt interview as well with myself and Filthy. And that's it. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Lance, as always. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.